Airports all over the world are trying to find new fuels that are better for the environment. In the UK, the aviation industry wants to have no carbon emissions by 2040, and the US and European Union have similar goals. One option they're looking at is sustainable aviation fuel, SAF, which some airlines already use. But SAF is expensive and not always easy to get. That's why people are getting interested in hydrogen as a fuel. Hydrogen can store a lot of energy and doesn't produce any CO2 when it's used as fuel. To use hydrogen in planes, it has to be in its liquid form, which means it has to be super cold, like -253°C. But it's hard to handle liquid hydrogen because it can easily turn into a gas and escape. So, things like tanks and pipes have to be extra insulated to keep the hydrogen cold. A company called Air Liquid in France has experience with this kind of hydrogen and they've been looking into using it for planes. They've already flown a plane using liquid hydrogen and they think they can quickly deliver more hydrogen for refueling. But it's going to be expensive to set up the equipment needed to store and distribute hydrogen at airports. It could cost up to $1 billion per airport. A startup called Universal Hydrogen has a solution. They've made special tanks called modules that can hold liquid hydrogen. These modules can be taken to the airport by truck and connected directly to the plane's engine, so they don't need pipes or pumps. The modules are well insulated and can keep the hydrogen liquid for 4 days. Universal Hydrogen is also changing a small plane to run on hydrogen and they plan to test it next year. Hydrogen-powered planes are still in the early stages of development, so it's not clear if they'll become common in the future. There are problems, like not having enough space to store fuel in hydrogen planes and not having enough environmentally friendly hydrogen. The aviation industry knows they need to stop producing emissions, but they're not sure how to do it yet or how much it will cost. It might be a while before we see lots of hydrogen planes flying around.